This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, 7 at the hour, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us later on in this hour to work on your heart. Hopefully you don't have an achy, breaky heart. You know what happens to a lot of people who have heart problems, Jay? They get that way because they're trying their control freaks. People who are angry, people, and this is not everybody because some people have they are born with heart problems or things that go on in their body that aren't natural or normal or not what you'd like to have. You know, in a perfect sense, we have a perfect body, and sometimes it gets messed up. We eat the wrong things. We drink the wrong things. We smoke the wrong things, and it has an impact on our heart. A lot of times, there are things that we do also beside that sort of thing that affects our heart. You look around, we're consumed with anger. All of the things, people who are afraid of this and afraid of that, and the people, news media folks and social media folks who project their fears onto other people. Think about that. We all understand what it's like to be in control. No question that we all get that. And in some ways, exerting control is a survival skill. Because people who feel like they're not in control, they don't know what to do. And I think, you're in charge of you. Being in control of your life, your body, that's cool. You are in control, or you need to take control and empower yourself. That's a word that kind of gets overused, but it came into my mind here, thinking about controlling behavior, which is kind of negative. Controlling yourself is important. Controlling others is not. And there are a lot of people who have, look around you. All the people that are trying to control you, the government wants to control what you do with your life. This is the rule. That's the rule. You have to do this. You have to do that. Best example was during COVID and how our lives were taken over by people who wanted to control us, and they were successful. To a large degree, right? We had 2 years of our lives not being our own. We had to behave in ways that were acceptable to the government. And to people who had ideas, they thought they were right. Okay, swell. To a certain extent, they were right for some people, but not right for everybody.
Yeah, and the fear with some of the unknown regarding health-wise stuff.
Right.
Especially anybody who already deals with health issues, or they have somebody that they love who's dealing with health issues, and it was a scary time, just the unknown of it, and then you're being told you can't go here, you can't go there. Mm-hmm. Some places were being fully shut down while others weren't. We were in Tennessee during this time where Nashville, Davidson County was fully shut down. All of the surrounding counties, business as usual, and most of the people from those counties travel into Nashville. So it was just one of those, it didn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. Exerting control over other people is unnatural. It's not normal. You control your life. Don't interfere with the other lives that are around you. You need to help support your children. To be sure, when children are growing up, they need rules, they need regulations. They need to know that they can do this and they can't do that. And that's important. It's up to you to control the youngsters in your life, because that's your job as a parent. But there's also a need to teach them what's right and what's wrong, and not necessarily according to what you believe. I know that a lot of folks believe in a certain religion. They want their children to grow up and live their lives around that religion. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Same thing with politics. Same thing with a lot of different... A man who is a plumber wants his son to be a plumber with him. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But let them decide. That's the bottom line when they get to the point where they can. And then there's the everlasting discussion that we seem to be having about the children, their sexuality, and, you know, controlling. That whole thing is what a can of worms. Oy. All right, speaking of controlling, we have all these politicians that are trying to control the world. Joe Biden has made a serious mistake. I believe yesterday or the day before in a speech, he was talking about billionaires and we got to get them to pay their taxes, to pay their fair share. So he said that billionaires in America only pay on average 8% in taxes. That is 100% incorrect. The richest 1% of the people who live in this country who pay taxes, they pay 25% of the taxes that are collected by the federal government. I bet you didn't even know that, right? He started his speech, look, folks, you know how many billionaires we have in America today? 1,000. You know that the average tax rate, federal tax rate, is 8.5%. Raise your hand if you could trade your tax rate for 8.5%. Think, and actually, that's, I don't want to use the term lie. I think that there are, you know, in terms of what Biden does, I mean, it's no secret that I'm not a fan. And but politicians everywhere, they come out with all of these speeches and they tell you things that aren't true. Trump is always telling people things that aren't true. And the people that look at the primaries and the stuff that's coming out of the mouths of the people that are trying to get your vote, it's garbage, most of it. It's nonsense. And but you'll hear Biden say stuff again. You can be sure when the annual state of the state of the country, the state of the union, the speech, whenever that is, and he's running for president. This is his argument to impose a 25% tax on all taxpayers with wealth greater than $100 million. So he says that would raise $360 billion. What are they going to do with that $360 billion? What do they do with it now? Nobody ever says, we're going to raise this much money to pay this bill or that bill, or it's going to go here, or it's going to go there. It's just, we got to raise more money. You need to pay more taxes.
That's barely even a speck of a dent. Yeah, that's barely even a speck of a dent in the national debt anyway.
Right. It's baiting the audience. I guess that's the best word I can come up with. The effective tax rate for people who have that much money is 23.1%. And so the taxpayers who are in the 400 wealthiest taxpayers in the country paid $127 billion in income taxes last year. I don't see that I don't see anything. I actually think that that's wrong. These people are responsible for, remember, jobs don't just come out of thin air. Unless you work for the government, one of the 4 million people that work for the government in our country, that money comes from you and from me. And we get our money because we have jobs. And jobs are created because somebody is invested in an idea or a platform or either an individual or an idea. You look back to, I think I started this and I actually was nosing around yesterday. I had some time. So I'm beginning to prepare my taxes. So, okay, what can I dig up that I can talk about that will be relevant to the people who are in our audience? And so I went back to the 16th Amendment. Remember I talked about, I think I said it was the 13th Amendment, and it's not. It was enacted in 1913, the 16th Amendment. The line reads as follows, quote, Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived. Now, what Biden wants to do is expand on the definition of income, whatever source derived. So it doesn't say income, but it's been interpreted to mean income. But that's why people say it's unconstitutional, because the phrase from whatever source derived, laying collecting taxes on income from whatever source derived, you know, that can be investments, it can be work, it can be whatever it is. So anyway, your tax rate is determined by the percentage of your income that is part of what you make, whether it's what I call a passive income or active income. So if you earn $50,000 a year, you paid $5,000 in taxes, your average tax rate would be 10%, right? I mean, that's pretty simple. But the numbers in your paycheck, this is the thing. Rich McFadden and I used to talk about this all the time. If everybody was paid with a check, and on the check there was you looked at what was being deducted. Mostly it's taxes or fees or whatever it is. If you belong to a union, that comes out of your pay and that sort of thing. What you contribute to.
Whether it's income tax, state tax, some of them don't have it. If you have RITA, Ohio, looking at you, well.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I'm not going to belabor this point. I lost it. When I, as I often do when I see these discussions of taxes and go get the rich and that kind of stuff, I'm by no means a rich person. I'm rich in many ways, but I've always invested my whatever money I had into this radio program or into my farm or into taking care of my children. That's it. I don't have, you know, I'd maybe put my hands on a couple of bucks if I had to in an emergency. But I continue to work because, A, I need to. For lots of reasons, not only because I need to pay my bills, but because it's good psychologically for me. I'm one of those people that needs to contribute. Do I have to have three jobs? Maybe not, but that's what I have, and it suits me. But, you know, a lot of the money that moves around to keep things going. And that's, you know, people who work for some company and they get a check and they're happy to have 8 hours a day, you know, devoted to what it is that they earn so that they can pay their bills, they can enjoy their time, take a vacation, all that sort of thing. That's great. But I think what we are doing here in the name of politics, Democrats seem to want to always tax the rich. Republicans say, no, we need to keep more of our money. And so, all right, that's a general statement, but think about where your money goes. I think that's probably what the lesson is in my conversation here. Where does your money go? What do you do with it? 18 past the hour.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let's make it 23 after the hour now. The Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner in our social media segment. Oftentimes we take this moment or two that we have in the, we take a rest in the action to look at other kinds of action. Some of the technology that fits into the social media world. I noticed that New York City, Jay, has issued a public health advisory about social media. The city says it's an environmental health toxin because of its impact on children. Let's go, James, will you find that clip that we have? I was talking to my sister about this last night. She invited me to her house for dinner. We were talking about the clip that came from Yellowstone, the young lady who is the wife of Luke Grimes' character, Casey. She's a teacher. And she finds the high schoolers that she's teaching to be continually distracted by their devices. So this is the best. I keep saying this, but I think it bears repeating. This is the best example that I think I've ever heard of a, it's sort of a wrap on the situation, an advisory to her students.
Look at you guys. I thought moving the class outside for a day would get you off your phones, but you're still staring at your tiny screens. Liking photos of people you've never met, commenting on their lives while they comment on yours. Do you have any idea what's happening in the world you live in? Do you think that the photo on your screen has anything to do with that world? The world you live in is slowly shrinking. There's a tiny group of men who are buying it and stripping it naked and selling you what they extract. They're raping your world and selling you what they take. I mean, they sell you the water you drink, the air you breathe, and you line up for it like sheep. They will kill your brother and steal your child and pollute everything you love. And you'll never notice because you're so hypnotized by a world that doesn't exist.
That's TikTok, that's Facebook, that's Instagram, that's X. So the city of New York says, and this is in the State of the City, I'm not a big fan of Eric Adams, but I think he hit the nail on the head here, talking about students getting harm online, growing dangers of social media. This is a very dangerous time for youngsters, and they all want to have these screens because they're addicted. It's mesmerizing to look at this stuff.
Well, and it's not just a child thing. It's as far as the addiction goes, adults deal with it too, but the dangers do come with the children who are still so impressionable. Again, some adults are too, but so impressionable, such an easy target for people who are using social media for nefarious reasons. It's a great way to, when it's used properly, it's a great way to connect with people that you know, live close to. You can get like group chat thingies going, and you can find information as long as you are looking at well-trusted sites and accounts, and or even find out something, and then you're like, well, let me do my own research. It's a great example of teaching people how to think and search out more information rather than just what to think, but people don't practice that enough. But the whole addiction thing, my husband went to a concert just the other day, and the band was even like, look, we don't allow phones. We're not going to take your phones away from you, but we are going to ask you, don't use your phone. If we see you using your phone, you'll get kicked out. There will be a song, the very last song. We will allow everybody to take video and take photos and use your phone. But other than that, get your face out of your screen and watch the show. You paid money to be here, so enjoy the show. And a lot of people will take video, but they're posting in real time. They're not taking video to post later. And the band even made a comment of, if you are so addicted to your phone that these next 2 hours you can't be away from it, you need to seek actual help. This is a real problem. It's a real addiction. If you can't just go 2 hours without being face to phone, that's a problem, pointing it out.
Look at the people who wake up in the middle of the night and look at their phones next to their bed. You know, that kind of stuff. So Eric Adams is right. New York City is on the right path when it comes to this sort of thing. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump, or current President Joe Biden, may have a path back into the Oval Office, no matter how the vote shakes out in November. If either side successfully delays certification of the election results in Congress 1 year from now, those results might be sent down to the nation's state legislatures and state assemblies to decide. It would be brand new territory for the country in our time, but it is provided for by the U.S. Constitution. Elton John is giving fans a look behind the scenes of his final tour. It's part of a new book set for release later in the year. It's called Farewell Yellow Brick Road, Memories of My Life on Tour. It hits shelves September 24th. The Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour kicked off in Allentown, Pennsylvania back in 2018 and wrapped up in Stockholm last July. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hello, my name is Lance Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
Now, I admit to not knowing what that's from. Most of the time, I can figure out what's the... All right, go
ahead. From Friends.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's that's an iconic scene where they're moving a couch up a staircase.
Uh-huh.
And the couch won't fit in an area unless they pivot.
The
entire time we were moving into my apartment, my dad kept saying, pivot, pivot.
So that's obviously well known. I don't know. I never watched a lot of Friends. I like the feeling of the six of them together. Whenever I did see them, and a friend of mine, actually, Brendan's wife's mother was a producer on that show. And it was apparently quite a great experience for everybody. So, anyway, it's good. I mean, most people remember it, and I didn't. So what's wrong with that? I'm not perfect. There are lots of things I don't know anything about, and that makes me vulnerable, which makes me, I think, a good human being and a good radio host. We all need to be a little more vulnerable, if you will. And then there are other days I may feel vulnerable some days, and other days I feel quite astute, frankly, and confident about what I'm doing, not only in the air, but with my decisions and other things I'm involved with. Do you find yourself pondering your career, for example, or your decisions that you make with the people you live with? Do you make long-term plans? Are you clear about what your intentions are? Do you have passion in your work, in your life, in your heart, in your mind? It sounds like I'm Joel Osteen. But I think that these things are they're part of what we need to include in our life. Your work is to make a better life for you and the people you care about, and you explore opportunities all the time. Infuse your life with passion. Get excited. Consider things. You don't like your job. My father used to say to me, the day you wake up and you don't want to go to work, you better go find another job. But how many people, I think we said this yesterday, the day before, Jay, spend their lives just waiting until it's over, right? Oh, my God, when you have so much potential. So what options can you consider today, whether it's your work, whether it's your home life, whatever it is, what can you do to...
Finding that work-life balance?
Yeah. Passion, excitement, motivation, energy, all of those words are great. I think they contribute to a level of success and fulfillment that makes people's lives worth living. The old Bishop Fulton J. Sheen, nobody remembers him probably but me. He wrote a book called, and he did a radio show called Life is Worth Living. And it sure as heck is. The more you dedicate yourself to your tasks and to, it comes to a point with some that it's effortless, right? You just automatically think about somebody else. And here's an example of that. A teenager invented a gadget which will transform dementia care. And this was done because he was concerned about his grandmother. This youngster, self-confessed nerd, loves robotics, loved his grandmother. And so he created this new invention that will greatly improve care for his grandmother and ultimately for Alzheimer's patients all around the world. This kid was 12 years old when he was out and about. A summer of 2018, he saw his grandmother go into the kitchen to make tea. When she left the room, she left the gas on. She couldn't remember to turn it off. So that got him to thinking. He knew what was going on. And so his grandmother diagnosed with Alzheimer's, I guess that year or the year before. She since has passed away, but this kid invented what is called the Alpha Monitor, which is a badge-like monitoring device that sends alerts if the person wearing it wanders off, is in unfamiliar circumstances. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she used to get up early in the morning, go outside. She thought she was on a train. And so this young kid, very smart, interested in his grandmother, as I say, came up with this device that was wearable. And it's like it kind of looks like a heart, a pacemaker thingamabubber. Only it relates more to your mind than it does to your heart.
Yeah.
God loves
and it
kid.
Sends
him
to his loved ones. Well, he even had enough wherewithal, too, to, he was like, it can't act like a watch. It can't be like a watch because if it's uncomfortable, if it gets heavy, if it's something that people regularly take off, then the patient could possibly take it off. It has to be something that they wouldn't barely even notice that it's on them. And,
exactly. Yeah, like a
Fitbit. And it's Bluetooth capable, yep.
In a sense. Yeah, something like that. All right. Well, that's a good news story. If I've heard one today, that's a good one. I'm looking around at the political landscape. It's going to be hard for us to, as much as I don't want to, it's going to be hard for us to escape some of this stuff, Jay. So we just have to live with it. I have, remember, was it last week, the week before, I said and I certainly can't be the only one who is thinking this, the most vulnerable issue for Republicans is Roe v. Wade, more specifically, and the ramifications of abortion. And then the Democrats have this immigration albatross around their necks, and they don't seem to be able to get out of their own way. Neither of these parties. That's kind of why I say they've become irrelevant. The parties haven't done, you know, they keep talking about this. They keep, you know, we know what the problem is, but what's being done? Nothing. Because they can't get out of their own way because they're all too busy worried about being reelected. That's it. In a nutshell, all the problems that we have in our country are related to the electoral process. And to, maybe that's a big statement, but that's my feeling, that the parties become so beholden to certain events, certain issues, certain people, certain groups, that they can't get out of their own way. And thus, you have these gnawing problems that aren't getting taken care of. Trump will bounce all over Biden because of the immigration issue. He'll point to the wall, and people of both parties are going to agree with him because it is a disaster. It's a mess, and I think it's fairly easily fixed, but I must be in the minority. But I'll tell you one thing, Jay. What I'm looking at when I nose around in this arena, the issues that young people are interested in, the young voters who have been polled so far in the youngsters who are voting, first-time voters in a presidential election and in the primaries and that sort of thing, if you're under 30, pretty much all of you are leaning left of center. And you'll make a difference voting for Democrats. A lot of young people under 30 like Joe Kennedy, whether you like, Robert Kennedy, whether you like it or not, those people are going to have a, that's where the, when you look at the polls, that's where the strength is coming from for Kennedy. He's attracting younger voters by far more than either Biden or Trump. Trump has very, very, very few. You can count them on your hands, people under 30 who are going to vote for Trump. And for in the mainstay, that's the same problem that Biden has. Kennedy doesn't have that problem because he has not. He's not beholden to the Democrats. Democrats despise him. And the Republicans see him as a problem taking votes away from Trump. So as far as I'm concerned, hooray. Right? Think about it, though. If you have children that are under 30, do you talk to them about what their political preferences are? And do you listen to them if they disagree with you? Or do you shut them out? Because you don't want to have somebody.
Their own opinions, not just.
Of course they do.
Opinions off the opinions of others.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of youngsters are doing, you know, we talk about all of the stuff with the, you know, smartphones and devices and stuff. But I see a lot of these young people who are digging around. They care deeply about social issues, especially. They care about the economy. They care about their job, affordable living. You know, there's this whole thing now floating around about there's an article over the weekend that I read on the plane that focused basically on the renting society. That is, people who are not of all ages who are not buying homes anymore, they're renting homes. They don't want to, they either don't want to or they don't have the money to put into a down payment. Mm-hmm. So, and they don't like the interest rates on mortgages, so they'll rent.
That's the down payment and the property tax will get people. And
yeah.
What's astounding is that the monthly rental fee is typically more, it's more expensive than the monthly mortgage fee.
Yeah,
but
right.
It doesn't take into account that down payment and property taxes again.
Yep.
And then if you live in an HOA, those are additional fees. It's a lot.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so the latest foolishness from Trump is he threatened to blacklist anybody who's giving money to Haley at this point. So he must be worried about her, because otherwise he wouldn't pull all some of the stunts that he's doing. You know, just the usual nasty stuff. If you are donating to Haley, you'll be permanently barred from the Magagas. Okay. All right, Donald. Do your thing. Here's the Pope speaking of people doing their thing, Jay. Holocaust Remembrance Day on his mind. He says this should remind the world that war can never be justified. Amen to that, Pope Francis. Recalling the extermination of the Jews. Call for, this is a Holocaust Day of Remembrance, I think, isn't it this week?
It's Saturday.
Do I remember that? Saturday, yeah, okay. He referred to the commemoration, which is something this year that people are concerned about because of what's going on with the Israelis in Gaza and the rise in anti-Semitism all around the world, and mostly due to the ignorance of people who don't know what's really going on there. The remembrance, condemnation also of the extermination of all the Jews. This ought to be on people's minds, and it's on the Pope's mind, obviously. Italy's Jewish community denouncing the anti-Semitic sentiment in their country. France, same thing. The head of the Jewish community in Italy announcing that marathons around Italy that have traditionally marked past Holocaust Remembrance Days have been canceled this year because of security concerns. Once again, here we have people that don't have a clue that are protesting you can find, certainly criticize how Netanyahu is running the war, but there's way, way too much anti-Semitism brought about mostly by ignorance. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey! My window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810.
That's 800-524-3810.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The hour, good day, health time. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus as we investigate a number of things. These are questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken, if you're new to the program, Ken Kronhaus is a cardiologist. He specializes in preventative heart care. Has a fabulous, I love going to Florida where his clinic is. Lake Cardiology is down in Mount Dora, Florida. You can visit with him there if you choose to. Go down. This time of year is a great time to go down there, make an appointment. You ought to. It's called 352-735. But did I start this sentence with y'all? I think it did not. Y'all call 352-735-1400, y'all, and go visit with Ken. Get your circulatory system checked out. He's so good at understanding what's going on all over your body. You can get that checked out as well, but you can't get it checked out if you don't call him. 352-735-1400. And by the way, questions for Dr. Ken. Some of the questions that we use come from you when you dial us up. You can leave questions at 855-999-3684. All right, anytime, day or night, any day of the week, 855. Go slower, Doug. 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken. A lot of the questions this week come sort of on the heels of all this COVID news. Is it true that because of COVID there is a surge in flu? How, and maybe the better question here, Ken, is how is the surge in flu? I've had it. We've all been talking about this. How does it connect to COVID-19 infections? And how does that, as a cardiologist, how do either the flu or COVID infections affect your heart?
Well, these respiratory infections, Doug, this time of year, flu, COVID-19, RSV, they can trigger heart complications from the fever, the dehydration that the fever can cause, and also from this excess inflammation. So people who have heart disease or people who have risk factors for heart disease have to be a little extra cautious from getting these. And if you do get them, take good care of them.
Yeah. The state of California, the state of Oregon have announced this week that they are dropping all of their CDC rules. Are they behind the times? Haven't most of the other states already dropped the CDC rules. And I guess when we talk about CDC rules, what are we talking about? The California state government says that there's a reduced impact from COVID. That's a kind of a duh. But what do you make of that?
Well, I think you have to take this on each location. You have to know what's going on in your hospital, in your county, because this really does vary. The incidence of these various respiratory infections vary from county to county, and these recommendations are based on how active these infections are in your locality.
Mm-hmm. There's a question here about the cost of drugs. Apparently, there is, I think I saw this out of the corner of my eye when I was looking at something over the weekend about Big Pharma. Why are drugs, I guess that the question to you and to all of us is trying to understand why drugs are so much more expensive here in our country than they are pretty much anywhere else in the world. Is that just because they can charge more? Or what do you believe is the cost? I know a lot of your patients are frustrated. Certainly they ought to be with the price of drugs, right?
Boy, why don't you ask me the easy questions?
That's for tomorrow.
Part of the cost may be where they're being made, and unfortunately too many of our drugs have been moved offshore, Doug, which I know how you feel about that, and part of that may be adding to the cost. Also, in different countries, there's cost controls, what you can charge. And I think a lot of that has to deal with why there's varying charges for these various products. And also the quality of production in some countries, they vary. And just because it's called a certain ingredient, there's a lot more to medications than just the active ingredient. So how it's put together may vary in the production factories from places to place.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can vision problems indicate Alzheimer's? Question for Dr. Ken.
Doug, this comes out of some recent research that imagine that a sign more predictive than memory loss that you're bound to get dementia. Strange visual disturbances occur early in about 10% of Alzheimer's cases. And when this happens, it almost always signals impending arrival of the disease. The condition is called posterior cortical atrophy, and it involves changes in vision, and it will bring on Alzheimer's.
All right. Word to the wise from Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken here at 59 After on Good Day.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.